Hey everybody, it's January 10th, and I want to pray about decisions today. Do you realize how many decisions you've already made today? Think about it. If you took a shower this morning, I hope you did, or maybe you haven't yet, but when you take a shower, you decide how much shampoo to put in your hand. You decide when you get up in the morning, what to do first. You decide how many scoops to put into your coffee pot. You decide when to wake your children up if you have children. You decide when to come and have this prayer time. You decide what time to wake up in the morning. In the course of any given day, I would challenge anyone who said that we don't make thousands of decisions every day. But you know, some of these decisions are more important than other decisions. You know, it doesn't matter whether I use Colgate or AIM toothpaste this morning, or what kind of product I put in my hair. But God gives us the ability and our free will to make some tough decisions. I want you to think about decisions in your life right now that are tough decisions. What are some things that are weighing on you maybe right now? Or maybe someone you love, if you can't think of something for yourself. Think about decisions that need to be made. Now, sometimes God gives us the luxury and the beauty of Him showing us exactly what He wants us to do. But if I'm really honest, more times than not, I don't get a direct message from God. In fact, very rarely I get a direct message from God about what I'm to do. Oftentimes, He lets me know what to do simply by giving me peace about a decision. But sometimes that doesn't even happen, and yet a decision needs to be made. Are there decisions that are on your heart or somebody that you love that you can pause and pray for today? Let's do that together. Lord, sometimes thank You. You just give us what we're supposed to do. Sometimes You make it clear to us. Sometimes You speak through other people. Sometimes You speak through circumstances. Sometimes, Lord, You even speak through doors shutting. Sometimes You speak through doors opening. Father, for my friends who are praying with me today, whatever decisions that we need to make, may we remember to always seek You with those decisions. In Proverbs, it says, "Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct your paths." And Lord, we do believe You will direct us. There are decisions that we make that really are inconsequential, and they all lead, we're right back on the main road again. But sometimes, Lord, decisions are hard. Decisions about relatives, decisions about our future, decisions about our jobs, decisions about our loved ones. Lord, we pray that whatever decisions that are on our hearts, Lord, that You would show us what to do, what decisions to make. But we know, Lord, that even if You don't speak from on high, even if You don't speak through a person or a circumstance, or that You don't make it clear, Lord, would You remind us that You'll show us where to go. And if You don't show us, then You're going to bless us in whichever path we take. So Lord, I just pray that we would surrender our decisions to You. Those we love, would You give them wisdom in their decisions? Father, we thank You for the freedom of decisions You give us. Sometimes that gets us into trouble. But Lord, thank You that You allow us to make decisions. And the most important decision we can make is to talk with You and to put You at the forefront of our day and to walk with You every day, Lord. May we all make the decision that we will continue to grow in our faith, Lord. Even when we stumble, even when we fall, Lord, pick us up, dust us off, and help us to grow in our faith. But we understand, Lord, that it's our decision. We decide to grow. Be with us in tough decisions. And we thank You, Lord, that You will never allow us to stray so far that You won't take us back. Thank You, Lord, for helping us with life's difficult decisions. In Jesus' name, amen.